Set a goal. Health. Set a goal for health. Say to yourself the truth about yourself. Every moment of your life, every moment of your day, say the truth about yourself. Say, I have ideal eyes. Say, I have ideal body. Say, I have ideal strength. Say, I am loaded with active energy. Say, the structure of my body is perfect. Say, my immune system is perfect. Say, I am vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25, or whatever age you find is your delightful age. Set a goal for health and begin to experience health that you set the goal for. Athletes always like to set goals for themselves. They always like to aspire to a little better than they were before. They like to be a little more magnificent than they were before, a little more agile than they were before, and they keep working on it. They exercise, they train themselves. They do all the things that are necessary for themselves to accomplish that wonderful goal of who and what they would like to be. And they know they can aspire to it. They know they can achieve it. They know they can arise to the goal that they have set for themselves. They can do it. They can do it because they choose to do it. They can do it because that is all they have on their mind. Every moment they're exercising, every moment they're eating properly, every moment they're sleeping properly, every moment they're doing all the things that are going to bring evidence of the ideal body within them. Oh, they're going to swim, they're going to run, they're going to play, they're going to do all the things that are vital, dynamic, and alive to them to accomplish that perfect health that they want to have. They set a goal. You and I, we can set goals too, whether we're athletes or not. We can set goals for our perfect health if we wish. And to set a goal for our perfect health means that we determine that we can experience it, we will experience it, and we do experience it, and it's our choice. It's our choice to experience perfect health if this is what it is our choice to experience. So we dwell upon the idea that I have ideal eyes, not just good eyes or perfect eyes or anything, but I have ideal eyes. I have ideal eyes and I see perfectly, beautifully. My eyes are a reflection of my brain. My brain has all that balance and that harmony and that magic in it. My brain is the center of many different areas of my perfect health. And so I keep my brain healthy. I eat healthy brain food. I live in a healthy mind about my brain. I have an ideal brain. Oh, my brain is bringing all sorts of beautiful, wonderful things into my life every moment of my life. Every moment, every day, every moment of every day, I am thinking about my wonderful brain. And my wonderful brain is an ideal part of my body. It makes my body do all the things I want to do. I think the thoughts I have, and in the fore part of my brain, it takes those thoughts that I have and translates them into actions, into my ability to accomplish the goals that I set for myself, and I go forth and do it. I do it easily, wonderfully, beautifully, good. I do it fantastically because that's all I have in my mind. I'm that athlete. I'm the athlete of my brain, the athlete of my health, the athlete of my good eyes. I have an ideal body. I'm the athlete of my good body. I'm always thinking good thoughts about my good body. I see myself leaping, running, jumping, playing skillfully, beautifully, wonderfully, all the time. And as I see myself skillfully, wonderfully, beautifully doing this, I have the ideal body in which to do it. That ideal body is there. That is what an athlete has in its mind, and that's what I have in my mind all of the time. All of the time I'm thinking about my ideal eyes, my ideal body, my ideal strength. Oh, I have the strength to accomplish anything. I can leap the tallest building like Superman. Yes. Yeah, we have the idea of Superman in our mind and our heart, not because it's a dream, a goal, but because it's our reality. That's what we really are. We really are that super strong being. We can accomplish these things, and we do accomplish them in our mind, in our heart. We do accomplish them in our thought. And our thought is ready, willing, and able to leap forth to accomplish anything that we want to accomplish. Now, what do you want to accomplish for yourself? Have you got goals for yourself? Are you loaded with active energy? Are you loaded with active energy that you're indefatigable? You're indefatigable. You do not tire. You just go on and on and on. You have infinite energy, infinite capacity, infinite genius, infinite ability to accomplish any goal that is in your heart or mine right now. It's not something we'll do tomorrow or another day. Children only think in the now. How wise they are. How wise it would be for us to only think in the now. How wise it would be for us to only believe in the now, realize in the now, know in the now. I am loaded with active energy. And this active energy accomplishes all the dreams of my thought, all the dreams of my heart, all the dreams of my being. This is who I am. This is my reality. This is all that I am. And this is all that I care about. That's who I am. The structure of my body is perfect. The structure of my body is perfect. It is perfect because there's only one design, and that's the perfect design. Now, if I were to meditate or dwell upon in my thought an imperfect body, then that imperfect body would be what I'd have. I would be accident prone. I would be imperfect body prone. I would bring to my consciousness, to my world, my life, those things that are not beneficial to me to live in my ideal body. Those things that are not beneficial to me to live in the magnificent being that I have. My immune system is perfect. It takes care of my body and causes my body to function in a harmonious, joyful way at all times. It only knows that joyful, harmonious functioning. It only knows that joyful, harmonious expression of itself, and it is that joyful, harmonious expression at all times. Nothing else matters. Nothing else makes any difference in my life, because I set a goal for health, and I follow through with that goal for health. I recognize that as I say to myself, I am vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. How about that? I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. Whatever age is appealing to you. Think of when you were in your peak, in your prime. Were you 5 years old, 2 years old? Were you just born? Were you 11 years old? Were you 15, 20 years old? Were you 21, that magical age? Or were you 30 or 40 or 50 or 100? What is that age that's your magical age, your vital, dynamic, alive? You're that wonderful age now. Are you that age now? Are you that perfection now? Are you that beauty now? Am I? I can do it when I say I am vital, dynamic, alive. I am vital, dynamic, alive, and I'm living in this body of perfection, of purity, of harmony, of love, of joy, now and always. I'm living in this life of magic, this life of wonder, this life of purity, this life of goodness. But I'm doing that. I am doing it. I have set a goal for health, and I'm enjoying health because I'm claiming it and naming it. I'm Vital Dynamic Alive. I'm naming it and claiming it and enjoying it in every area of my life. And it is my experience. It is my reality. I have ideal eyes. I have an ideal body. I have ideal strength. I am loaded with active energy. The structure of my body is perfect. My immune system is perfect. I am Vital Dynamic Alive. I am 25. I claim this for myself today. I live in my ideal body. I live in my ideal life. I live in my ideal all right now. That's my reality. That's my reality, and that's the reality that I claim for all in my world. And you are in my world. Yes, you are in my world. And I love you with all of my heart and soul and being. And I know that you are experiencing your wholeness, your goal of perfect health right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.